This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
You are clapping for Jesus. Make it bigger and better. For those wonderful ministrations, our Lord Jesus deserves a bigger hand of praise. And I trust someone was tremendously blessed by that first word that God sent to us. Wave your hands and shout, "Thank you, Jesus." The aroma of spirituality. That shall be our new fragrance from today. Are you ready for what God has to say again? Lift up your hands wherever you are. One word to God. Send me your word again. I'm not tired of receiving because you are not tired of releasing. Send me your word again in this second word section. Transform my destiny. Build me up. And qualify me for what you have prepared for me. Let every fallow ground be broken up. Set me on my high places this morning. Thank you, mighty God. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Our Father, particularly this morning, we place a demand on your grace. Evident on our Father. You are a transgenerational God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, Lord, as you are with our Father, manifest yourself in our lives this morning. Send us your word with power. Transform our lives for good. Let all the glory return to you. And let every one of us remain living testimonials. Thank you for hearing and answering us. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. I thought your amen would break new grounds. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in God's presence. Youth alive and rising giants. I have the privilege granted by God through my Father, the apostle over this commission, to bring us the second word for this morning section. Just to remind us, our running focus for the word sections in this convention is captioned "Spirituality, Highway to Our Enviable Destiny." I was thinking somebody would get excited. Spirituality, highway to our enviable destiny. Declare with me, I have an enviable destiny in Christ. Talk like a rising giant. I have an enviable destiny in Christ. I must get there. And so shall it be. For this second word section, we shall be dealing with breaking limits through the virtue of love. Breaking limit through the virtue of love. By way of introduction, we must take note that the love of God at work in us empowers us to operate in realms of more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things, how many things? Work together for good to them that love God. The love of God at work in us empowers believers to operate in the realm of more than conquerors. That goes to say that love is a force that makes things work. Love is a force that, when taken in, works certain things in us. Every force generates motion, and the motion or effect is a function of the force engaged. For instance, substance or materials have forces. You take locust boost, it works in you and brings you to the realm of energy. Am I correct? You take coffee, it works in you. It carries a force and brings you to the realm of alertness, especially when you are reading for your exams. You take liquor, it works in you and brings you to a realm of seeing double. You take in the love of God, it works in you and brings you to a realm called more than a conqueror, where everything works for your good, including the devil. For someone hearing me, wherever you are today, that shall be your new realm. I said, that shall be your new realm. But we must take note of this. When it comes to forces or effects, when it comes to substance or medication, you can call it treatment, ration and dosage is of essence. There are people here, one wrap of eba makes you fine. There are people here, two wraps makes you good. There are still some others here, three wraps have not started. It is the dosage that matter. Listen to this. It is the same with the virtue or force of love. Love has dosage that makes it work. I served in a country where the liquor percentage makes Nigerian alcohol looks like mineral. Somebody say ratio. Say dosage. The substance can be good, but the dosage can affect the result. I remember when my wife was pregnant with our first daughter, excited as a father to be, took her to the hospital, General Hospital in Abuja, expecting, imagining when the baby will come out. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, four. I waited and waited and waited. There was a free bed in the hospital. While I was waiting for her, I lay down and slept. I became another patient. While waiting, I saw so many come after me and their wives. First of all, the baby came out. The man carries the baby. Then the woman, they wheel her out, or some of them are strong enough to come out. But I waited and waited. When I could not wait any longer, I slept off. My mom of blessed memory was there in the hospital. What did they say? Your wife is not dilating. Your wife is not contracting. Your wife is not pushing. Long story short, they resorted to intervention. They wanted to bring a force, because without that force called labor, the baby cannot comfort. And they brought in oxytocin. When they gave it to her, I was now expectant that they have intervened. The miracle will happen. Not, no show. Whatever is stopping your show shall be shut down today. And finally they said, Oga, we need to save the situation. It's getting critical. You need to see your wife to make a decision. Because they have been talking about surgery. I said, no. She will deliver like the Hebrew women. When they wheeled her out and I saw my wife, my heart fell. I didn't know that labor pain can cause breakage of lips like Hamatan. The woman was completely dehydrated, looking pale. And I was willing, signed the document, let's get in for surgery and get out the baby, save the situation. While they were preparing, they've taken the blood sample, as they were preparing to wheel her in for surgery, a doctor that was not on duty wandered into the hospital. A senior personnel. How are you doing, guys? Fine. How are the patients? All in good shape. Just for one day that is having some issue, but we're settling it right now. We're opening her up. Okay, let me see. Never knew that he was the chief consultant. All these ones were using my wife for experiment. They have injected this woman. They have cut this woman. They have butchered this woman. He's remaining to kill her. And this man went there, touched her womb, and said, "You told me she's not contracting. I didn't know you can pick contraction by touching. What you don't know, you don't know." And he said, "What did you do? We have given her oxytocin. Let me see. Check the file of the woman. It was underdose." So they were giving wrong dosage, expecting right results. The man topped it up, gave it to her. "Woman, before you know it, okay, push." And she tried. He said, "Woman, if you can do this a few more times, I will give you your baby." And long story cut short, that child was born and is now an undergraduate. Why? Right dosage. I have good news for you. Your love temperature shall hit the right dosage today. Say that amen like a rising giant. What is the right dosage for our love for God? We must love God with all our heart. Shout, all my heart. All my soul. All my mind. And all my strength. One more time. All my heart. All my soul. All my mind. And all my strength. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 40. You shall love the Lord your God. What is the greatest commandment? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. When it is not working, check it. The dosage is tampered with. So many are loving with their spirit, but not with their mind. You see their love walk with God, it is absent-minded. So many are loving, but not with their emotion. When you are with someone you love, you are emotionally attached. When it comes to God, it is either all of you or none of you. It must show that you love God in every department of your life. Spirit, soul, body, strength, thought, emotion. It must show that you love God. As you are worshiping, looking at your face, it should show that you love God. As you are giving, it should show. As you are dressing, it should show. If it is not showing, it is wrong dosage. But from today, it will show. That means that the right dosage of love is likened to the cleaving of two people in marriage. Your love for God must be like the cleaving of a man and his wife in marriage, which is simply interpreted, lose all to gain all. You must come to God reserving nothing, withholding nothing. That must be your walk with God in order to gain everything. Think about it in marriage. If a woman is going, but all of you know, let me even start with that. There are marriages that change lives, two of us. There are families that you enter into a marriage and your life changes forever. There are families you enter into and you are made. Maybe you are nobody, you have nothing. Your name is Esther, and mistakenly you get married to that king. Automatically your status change, position change. You may not even know how to walk before. You may not know how to dress before, but marriage can change everything. I want to believe God from this mountain, that's the kind of marriage you'll be entering. In the name of Jesus Christ. But what we're talking about right now is our marriage with the Almighty God. Love is like cleaving to God as in marriage. A woman enters into such marriage losing everything, including her father's name, to gain everything. A man enters into marriage losing everything. A man shall leave the father, leave the mother, lose everything, and cling to the wife. That is when that glorious activation happens. If that can happen with mere men, imagine marriage with God. That is what happens when you make a decision to love God with your all. You strike a marital chord with him, and shame is replaced with glory. In Isaiah chapter 54, look at it very carefully, verse 4 to 5. Isaiah chapter 54, from verse 4 to 5. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Say amen. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Verse 5. For thy maker is now your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, is now your husband. If his excellency marries you, automatically you become what? That marriage can be consummated by anyone, anywhere, by making a decision to love God with your all. Lift up your right hand. I choose to love the Lord. One more time, I choose to love the Lord. But what is in this love for us? Number one, what is in this love for us? When we are truly in love with God, we are entitled to his ever abiding presence. Abba, ever abiding presence. I choose to define it this way: God in us, God with us, God for us. When you consummate marital relationship with God, via love, automatically you enjoy his ever abiding presence. He's always in you. And look at what the scripture says, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. God or Christ in us, the hope of what? Glory. I have good news for you. No matter how you came here, hope is not lost. For your shame, you are returning with double glory. It means God in us, but not just that. It also means God for us. What happens when God is for you? If God be for us, Romans 8, 31, who can be? Whatever and whoever has been against us hitherto, by this consummation they shall be consumed. It also means God with us. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. And his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. I decree in your exams, God will be with you. Now I decree, even in trouble, God will be with you. He says, even if you are in trouble, I will be with you and deliver you from the trouble and give you double honor. Therefore, I speak boldly by the unction backing this commission. Trouble shall not trouble you anymore. What is in this love for us? Things that trouble others begin to tremble at our instance. Because love mingles us with God. Whatever trembles before him trembles before us. Now, how many things tremble before God? Psalms 114, beginning from verse 1, you see that everything trembles before him. Psalms 114, beginning from verse 1, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Verse 3, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. Verse 4, the mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. Verse 5, what LDODC that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Look at verse 6, ye mountains, what did you see? Is it not common Israel? Now get to the next verse, please. And they all replied, is not Israel, oh, Tremble thou earth. Whatever you are looking for is here. Tremble thou earth. At the presence of who? Israel went out, but everything saw God. When you are in love, you are in God. He is with you. He is for you. He is in you. So whatever trembles before him, trembles before you. This implies that no enemy shall be able to engage us anymore in battle. They have fought you enough. Fought you from primary school to secondary to college. They are still fighting you. Upon this mountain, the battle shall be over. No enemy shall be able to engage us in battle. And everyone that dares engage us in battle shall become a walkover in our favor. I thought that amen would be bigger than that. That means God bringing you and I into a war-free zone of life. And in case, if they insist, they must fight. He takes us to a win-full zone of life. There is a war-free zone, and there is what? A win-full zone. When it came to David, he fought and fought and fought, but he won and won and won. When it came to Solomon, there was no battle to fight, so he remained a winner. I make bold to declare, as we engage in this love frequency, two realms only, war-free or win-full. Never again shall anyone be identified as a loser. One more time, say, I choose to love the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22 to 23. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 22 to 23. If ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God. If you can make this decision to love the Lord your God, look at verse 23. Then will the Lord drive all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations, mightier than yourself. He will put the dread of you on everyone you shall meet. Now, sickness shall fear us. Now, every form of oppression shall fear us. All we need is to love God. Say with me, I will love the Lord. Louder and clearer, I will love the Lord. Jesus experienced it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Demons kept screaming. It's either you are tormenting us or you are destroying us. Ah! What have we to do with you? Have you come to torment us before our time? Luke chapter 4, verse 34. Have you come to destroy us before our time? We must also understand, as we keep exploring what is in this decision of love, we must also understand that everything in the kingdom works by love. Everything. Romans 8:28. All things in the kingdom works by love. Example, let's run through these quick virtues that can add value to anyone, taking you from nowhere to everywhere. The first is revelation. Revelation delivers by love. Revelation delivers by love. What is revelation? The secrets of God. And you know, it is the secret of God that make stars out of men. Job, speaking concerning his stardom, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of the Lord was in my tabernacle. Revelation delivers by love. Think of it naturally. You will discover that intimacy eliminates secrecy. Am I correct? Anyone you are intimate with automatically have free access. Once you download any new news, the first person you reach out to is the person intimate with you. In fact, if you are in a relationship with somebody, whether it's marital or business relationship, and the person begins to hide things, already you know there is a problem. Am I correct? when it comes to our walk with God, it is the secret God reveals to us that reveals us to our world. It is what God shows us that shoots us to our world. As a matter of fact, revelation is God's escalator. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, Paul said, I went up by revelation. But this revelation is facilitated by love. Get intimate and you will eliminate barriers to secrets. You will be knowing God's secret per time, just like our father is enjoying. Per time, during lockdown, he knew what God would do. And because God cannot be stranded, once you pick signals of what he will do and do the same, you enjoy the same order of results. John chapter 15, verse 15. Look at it very quickly. I call you no more servants, but friends. Because whatever I receive of my Father, I make bear to you. John chapter 15, verse 15. Revelation delivers by love. Number two, faith works by love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. The faith that works through love. All of us know from the words of our Father that faith is the universal currency of this kingdom. That's what determines our capital base. It gives you footing anywhere. Just like this commission, we are not only dominating in Nigeria, we are dominating in Africa, we are dominating in America, we are dominating in Europe. Faith is a universal currency. It is your capital base with the same value anywhere. But you know, currency can have counterfeit. Listen to this. Your faith slumps to become counterfeit when love is excused from that faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look at verse 2. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have how many faith? I didn't hear you well. So that I could even remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. That will not be you. Number three, anointing increases by love. No one empowers his enemy. Empowerment increases with intimacy. You want more power? Get more intimate with God. Psalms 45, beginning from verse 6 to 8. Jesus was anointed beyond measure because he was in love beyond measure. Thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Because of that, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You want more power, that when you are singing, it's not entertainment. Power is beyond ability. God's servant began to talk about authority. Power is when you are conferred with authority to function above your natural capacity. When you are riding on the wings of someone higher and bigger than you. You know what David does? David will be singing, devils will be checking out. Devils possessing kings. I used to say those ones are not apprentice devils. David is a man of strange identity. One stone, Goliath falls down. I think if it's the word of today, he will be a combination of Anthony Joshua and Wilder. What was giving him that leverage? The authority, anointing of God. And why was he anointed that way? He was in love with God. What works through love? Number three, love is required for our prayers to be answered. Think of it. Faith is the condition for answers to prayers. But faith works by love. Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Mark 11 verse 24. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, have faith that you receive them. Only then will you have them. But we have already been told that that faith becomes counterfeit. You know what God is saying? You are praying. I'm hearing you. But after your prayer, present your faith. I will deliver your answer. After your shout, present your faith. I will deliver your answer. But in the presentation of that faith, note that love is the right signature. Without love, faith check will bounce. So upon this mountain, if there is nothing else to achieve, you and I must begin to renew our love currency. We must begin to build up our love, and we will learn how to do that very shortly. We must intentionally work on our love rather than chase all these things I'm talking about: revelation, faith, anointing, answers to prayers. Go into your closet, work on your love life. You got the currency. Enter the supermarket of life. Revelation, we answer. Anointing, we answer. Answers to prayers, we follow you. What next? Through love, we access visions and see visions fulfilled. All of us understand this, that vision is not decided. God's servant, our father, will always tell us, God told him, your future is not in your plan, but in my plan. Your future is not in your plan. At best, man's capacity is still limited. At your best, man still needs help. When it comes to vision, I'm telling the truth, nobody can decide it. We can only discover it. And you don't discover it with power. Except God reveals it, you can't pick it. Look at Isaiah chapter 29. Verse 11. Visions are coded by God, and only Him has the passcode. He delivers it to you on the platform of love. The vision of all, including you and I, is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read now, you go school. I pray thee, he saith, my school cannot decode this one. Then they went to the person that is on land. Read. And that one says, I'm on land. So this thing I'm talking about, vision, is not by education. Education is good, but it cannot match inspiration. Think about it. If it is by decision, I would have been a medical doctor. I say it often. And I'm sure of one thing. If I was a medical doctor, so many of you must have died by now. Because there is nothing in me that resembles medical doctor. I just loved it. And I had doctor. And I wanted to be a doctor. It was much later, after secondary school, I began to see that my eye and blood physically does not agree. You can be scratching somebody's face now. Once blood comes out, it shakes me. That's only physical use. Spiritually, I can lick blood. Now, watch this. Watch this. It meant that if I had struggled and struggled, I must be doctor. I must be doctor. And I read and cram and pass. Imagine if you are the first person I will conduct surgery on. As I open you or somebody opens you and the blood does, pew! Doctor, continue. That's why we have so many people as nonsense instead of nurses. You know? When you miss your mark, you begin to mark time in life. Vision can only be assessed by the person with the passcode. And that person is God. And he reveals it on the altar of love. Habakkuk chapter 2, he says, I will get up to God to seek vision, to hear what he will say, to hear what he will show me. And he says, this is the vision. We'll write it down. Only him can tell you this is the vision. I want to pray upon this mountain. As our love fire comes alive, every form of love deficiency shall be updated. Yeah. Kingdom prosperity delivers on love frequency. Kingdom prosperity It's a function of the covenant, sowing and reaping. But you know, you can love, you can give without loving, but you can't truly really love without giving. So love prepares us to give genuinely, acceptably, and then begin to change level with the harvest of our sowings from glory to glory. Somebody is changing level upon this mountain. In Jesus' awesome name. I say in Jesus' awesome name. I remember the first time I changed level financially. It was in a foreign field when the church I was pastoring needed a landed property. They had been there for 9 years and there was katakata everywhere. The place we are renting was under persecution. You must live here. Long story cut short, government injunction came, pack out from this place. And it became necessary, we needed a land. And God ministered to me, drop your 1 month seed. By that time, I have given the one for January. Now you are expecting me to drop the one for February. And I'm not in Nigeria where you can make a call and they will bring Gary from the village. And now I have a wife and I have a child. But thank God I obeyed. From that moment, I began to live above salary. Loving. In university days, I know what giving sacrificially to the advancement of the fellowship. They needed musical equipment and they were busy looking for how to raise funds. In my account, I had some money that could help out. I carried it. I don't know what was moving me then, but I think it's love. I went to tell them, this is the money. Don't announce in fellowship that I'm the one that gave it. As at that time. Pocket. Zip it. I love you only with your mouth. If you are in a relationship with somebody that does not give, there is fire on the mountain. Now, proofs. Very quickly, let's wrap up. Proofs of genuine love for God. Are you ready? Love is not a wish. Love is not a want. Love is a walk. Love is not an emotion. Love is not delusion. Love is a deliberate action that you can prove. Anybody can prove it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8. Prove the sincerity of your love. Now, among others, take note of this 4 or 5. Number 1, if you love God, you must love righteousness. You must love righteousness. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. You must love righteousness. For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous to you. When it comes to giving, you are keeping the commandment of God. So people should not bother about public opinion. Just as Pastor said in the first teaching, it doesn't matter what everybody is doing. Your judgment should be, what is God saying? I had one of our fathers in the commission make a statement once that he was about to conduct a wedding in a church, and they discovered that the bride on the wedding, not that's long before now that we are doing pregnancy tests before the wedding. I think that's why we do it a day before the wedding now. On that day, they did the test and they discovered that the girl was pregnant, and they ran to him. People have gathered in the hall. They did the pregnancy test and they saw the girl was pregnant. They gathered to him. Ah, sir, she's pregnant too, but they're already in the hall. What do we do? Call off the wedding. They say, ah, call off the wedding. It's an embarrassment to the church. People already gathered. What would they say? And he asked a question. You are asking, what will they say? Have you asked, what will he say? If you take away righteousness from what you claim to be love, it is now lost. It is no more infatuation. It is no more affection. It's now infatuation. Whether it's relationship, male and female, relationship, business-wise, relationship, work-wise, there must be the foundation of righteousness. And that's why we are here today. Number 2, love for his word. David was a man acclaimed to be a lover of God. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. He is a man acclaimed to be after God's own heart. But watch this, Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law, thy word. It is my meditation all day. Now, sense of God, think of it. You never tire out hearing the words of the person you love. In those days of love letter, when our wives and us, we are still cutting. When they fire the letter is fired up. Fired up. When you feel tension, you go to the room and bring out all of them and start reading them like chapters of the Bible. These days, it's not WhatsApp. The WhatsApp from your loved one, you are not tired of reading it. Especially when he says, I love you. Your body will do like this. If your body is no more tickling you at the word of God, you wake up in the morning, it's phone first before the word. You are sleeping at night, is don't you think about it. When you want to sleep, you want to hear your lover first. My question is, are we now loving something else above God? There is fire on the mountain. Number three, love for souls. You can't love someone and not support his interest. The greatest interest of God on earth is the souls of man. John 21, 15 to 17. He asked Peter three good times, do you love me? Justify it by going after souls. The young ones, meaning the new converts, and the church members, meaning the established ones. If you love him, you will love souls. And if you want to prove that you love him, these are the things you will start doing. You stop unrighteousness, you start righteousness. You stop gazing around TV and all manner above the word of God and start giving time to the word of God. You start investing into souls. The next, if you love him, you will give towards the advancement of his kingdom. 1 Chronicles 29, 3 to 12. David says, because of the affection I have, not delusion, because of the affection I have for you, I invested in the building of your house. And if you love God, you will love challenged brethren. We have countless examples of men that proved their love for God and became more than conquerors. Abraham is one of them. I call him a sacrificial lover. From Genesis 14, 14 to 20, Genesis chapter 12, we saw this man love God to the point he left the father's house, left the mother's house, left the kindred, was going to nowhere. This man so loved God that he gave his son. He so loved God that he circumcised himself. Sacrificial lover. No wonder there are two gods. Sorry, there are two fathers recognized in heaven. Father God and Father Abraham. Look at Job. I call him the unfailing lover. So loved the Lord that he vowed even with his eyes, he will not look upon a maiden lustfully. How about Daniel? Consecrated lover. While he was a slave, he was in love. When they gave him meat and drink defiled by idol connection, he refused to take it. While he was in government, he remained in love. His colleagues could not find any aught against him except with his God. When he was facing the lion's den, he was still in love. What have you seen that you are checking out too early? Look at Paul, the apostle. I call him unrepentant lover. In all these things, persecution, hunger, pain, penury, Romans 8, 35 to 39. I am more than a conqueror because of him that has loved me. As powerful as faith is, it can only deliver to the level of our love for God. Therefore, as we close, pay attention to this. The realm of more than conqueror is only accessible to those with absolute faith and ever burning love for God. Say with me, absolute faith. Say ever burning love for God. Now lift up your right hand and say with me, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your right hand above your head, shout with me, in the name of Jesus. I make my decision like David, like Solomon, like Paul, like Job, like Abraham. I shall love the Lord. You are blessed. Give Jesus a big hand, everyone.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.